30 Days to Taming Your Stress by Deborah Smith Peguet. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Harvest House Publishers. 30 Days to Taming Your Stress is read by Kirsten Kingsley.
Prologue. Your brother is on the line, yelled my administrative assistant through the half-closed door to my office. It was the second Tuesday of the month, the day of the monthly board of directors meeting at the church where I served as the chief financial officer. The meeting would start in a few hours. I had already instructed her to put through only the most urgent calls on board meeting days as we scrambled to prepare the various financial reports I would present at the meeting. However, the call for my brother was always deemed important because it most likely concerned my mother. I was her conservator and her only daughter. My heart always skipped a beat when any one of my six brothers called because my mother had suffered a stroke 2 years earlier and was still struggling to get back to normal, physically as well as emotionally. I grabbed the receiver and put it to my ear a little too quickly. The intense pain in my jaw from the pressure of the phone reminded me that today I was supposed to find a doctor to give me a second opinion on my neurologist's diagnosis of trigeminal neuralgia, a very painful inflamed facial nerve condition. At times, the condition had rendered me speechless. Though it really was important to get another opinion, today I could only focus on urgent matters. I'd have to do it tomorrow. I longed for a nap. I had only slept about 4 hours the night before because I had stayed up cooking and writing. Though my husband did not expect it, I tried to make sure he had a cooked meal available on nights when I had to work late. I'd like the idea of being a domesticated professional woman.